As in many areas of the Northeast, the rivers and valleys of western Massachusetts flooded, destroying homes, businesses, and infrastructure in the wake of Tropical Storm Irene. Now, 1 year later, some are reflecting about the impact of the storm and how it helped bring some communities closer together. Alba Shevkin, executive director of the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition, pointed out the strong efforts made by the faith community in their work to house and feed many of the displaced victims of the Spruces Mobile Home Park in Williamstown that was decimated by the storm.
The faith community was really strong. They sponsored Sunday meals for 2, 3, 4 months for the survivors of the Spruces, the people that were still there or people that had left.
The nonprofit Higher Ground was formed to assist Spruces residents in finding affordable housing. Coordinator Robin Lentz recently told WAMC that even months after the flood, some residents are still without affordable housing.
There's still about 50 people that have not found permanent housing.
That need in part led to the creation of Williamstown's Affordable Housing Trust, which is being utilized to help find a suitable location for affordable housing in the area. Communities in Franklin County were among some of the hardest hit. Greenfield itself sustained more than $5 million in damages to highways, sewer systems, and more. Greenfield's Director of Public Works, Sandra Shields.
You know, we had a collapsed water supply dam, a covered bridge taken out, sewer crossings under the river compromised in two places, and a flooded sewage treatment plant, a couple flooded parks. I mean, we really had a tremendous amount of damage.
Greenfield's efforts to restore its wastewater treatment plant were recognized by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Sandra Shields said that the action taken by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, helped the city complete its repairs quickly.
They seemed to be very well organized. They had a representative that stayed with us here in Greenfield until February and helped literally process a lot of the paperwork. So as daunting as a project as it's been from that point of view, I certainly would have envisioned far worse.
And in a federally funded study conducted by the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission titled the Tropical Storm Irene After Action Report and Improvement Plan, the area's municipalities were assessed on their ability to work together in the recovery efforts. Author of the report, Lindsay Arachetto, says that municipalities worked well in getting cross-community efforts in place, including emergency shelters.
There was a strong ability to move quickly when needed for resources, for staffing, for sheltering.
Arachetto said that communication from municipalities to residents could have been improved, which is in fault to limited internet connectivity. Arachetto does say, though, that the area's municipalities will be better prepared for a future storm.
We are every month, every week. They are continuing to take advantage of a variety of trainings and sessions that continue to enhance their staff, both volunteer and paid, throughout the county. So I think we're in a very positive place for our preparedness.
In total, Irene caused almost $200 million in damage to Massachusetts alone. About 786,000 residents were without power. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.